Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 1000, for Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. This is the Million Club, an occasional look at the games on Board Game Geek who have 1 million page views or more. Episode 1000, that's a pretty big milestone, and I batted around some ideas of what I could do to observe this milestone. One of the ideas I had was to count down the top 1,000 games on BoardGameGeek. But that seemed kind of crazy. So I sort of defaulted back to what I've been doing at every 100 milestone, going back to 500. Although for some reason I didn't do it at 700, I did it at 686. And it's to do the Million Club. Now, there are so many games over a million at this point that the last couple times I've done this list, it's just been the 3 Million Club so that it didn't get overwhelming. But I thought that might be something that I could do to especially observe episode 1000 is go ahead and do a full version of the Million Club. And I think that serves a couple purposes. I mean, it's something special. It's very long. I will provide timestamps in the show description so that you can skip ahead if you don't want to hear them all. But it also shows what a million used to mean and what it means now, which is honestly not as much as it used to mean. The first time I did this list was way back when I was still doing Dice Tower News. It was episode 95 of this podcast. And it was from April of 2013. And the reason I did it is because Android Netrunner had been running at number one for months at that point, and it just crossed the 1 million plateau. And I thought, that seems like a big number. And I was right. There were only 23 games on the site at that time that had a million views or more, and only four with 2 million or more. Well, over the last 12 years, I mean, at that point, Board Game Geek itself was only about 12 years old. So over the next 12 years, well, that's changed. Now there are four games with 8 million views or more. And the number of views, games with 1 million or more, has ballooned to 310. That's an additional 55 on top of what there were the last time I did this list, back at episode 900 in November of 2023. So, it's a lot. Yeah, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on all of them, but I am going to go ahead and name them all, and we'll count down the full Million Club list. Even at this point, the 3 Million Club is kind of not that exclusive. There are now 64 games in that list, and a lot of them have sort of fallen into the list. They've been just continually falling. They had a good surge. They're not really adding that many views, maybe only a couple thousand a week. One of them, really only 1,000 views a week, which is hardly anything. So anyway, here we are. And one final caveat is that when I say this is all the games with a million views or more, that should probably have an asterisk after all. There's really no easy way or good way to check for this. And so I kind of rely on games that are current because I'm paying attention to those and tracking those week by week. And then sometimes games return and I'm like, oh, hey, look, this one's over a million views. How about that? I better add it to the list. So there are probably, you know, there's always a few like that here and there. Even when I was going through this list, I went back and said, well, what about the re-implementation of this game or the second edition of this game? And, oh, yeah, look, that one's got a million views too. And sometimes that's not true. So there's probably, I don't know, there might be a dozen or two more games that are over a million that aren't on this list. I think the 2 million list is pretty safe. I think that is all the games over 2 million. But there's just so many games, and the site is just so active. So here we go. Starting at number 310, this game has 1,004,382 views. So it just cracked into that this year. By the way, this data is from 1 week ago, the last time I pulled data, January 22nd. Through the Desert. At number 309, Kemet, Blood and Sand, with just 283 views more than Through the Desert. I'm not going to do this all the way up and down the list, but that's how tight it is right here. 300 views more than that at number 308, Scout. At 307, now we have a gap of about 4,500 views, Earthborn Rangers. And now we're at the 1,010,000 view mark, or 1,012, for number 306, Unconscious Mind. 305, Europa Universalis. 304, Glass Road. 303, Expeditions. 302, The Taverns of Tiefenthal. 301, Harmonies. So just to pause here as we enter the top 300. Harmonies is quite new. Expeditions is fairly new. Glass Road is like from 2013 or 2014 or something. So there's a game that just kind of, you know, that's why a million doesn't mean as much, because you can get there quickly because of the increased page views on the site. And you can get there slowly. Just accumulating, you can slowly inch yourself over that mark, even Through the Desert. I mean, that game is really old, and it's just now gotten over a million views. All right, I got to turn my iPad here. All right, number 300. Now we're up to 1,044,000. Massive Darkness 2. 299. Black Orchestra. 298. Age of Innovation. 297. Planet Unknown. 296, Nemesis Lockdown. 295, Ethnos. 294, Radlands. 293, Great Western Trail, the second edition. 292, Abyss. 291, Vindication. 290, Nucleum. 289, Thunderstone. 288, Return to Dark Tower. And now we're up to 1.1 million. The gap from number 287 to 288 is, doing some quick math, it's about 9,000 views. So we're not seeing quite the tightness constantly of only a few hundred. It's already expanding out quite a bit. But still, from 287 to 310, 100,000 views is the gap. At 287, over 1.1 million views is Kanban EV. 286, Mage Knight, Ultimate Edition. 285, Summoner Wars. 284, Sky Team. 283, John Company, the second edition. 282, Camel Up. I have 2014 in parentheses, so there's a new version, I guess. Anyway, this is the original one. 281, Carnegie. 280, Slay the Spire, the board game. 279, Battle Lore, the second edition. 278, Bloodborne, the board game. 277, Nemo's War, the second edition. 276, Dune, War for Arrakis. 275, San Juan. 274, Cloud Spire. 273, Blood on the Clock Tower. 272, Batman, Gotham City Chronicles. 271, Imperium, Classics. 270, Paleo. 269, Clank Legacy, Acquisitions Incorporated. 268, Mombasa. 267, The Pillars of the Earth. 266, Agricola, the revised edition. And now we're up to 1.25 million views for 265, Claustrophobia. 264, Ora et Labora. 263, Battle Line. 262, Pandemic Legacy, Season 2. 261, Darwin's Journey. 260, Star Trek Ascendancy. 259, Lords of Hellas. 258, Endless Winter, Paleo-Americans. 257, Yokohama. 256, Photosynthesis. 255, Space Hulk, the Third Edition. 254, Descent, Legends of the Dark, which is basically the Third Edition. 253, T'Call. 252, Final Girl. 251, Undaunted Normandy. So just a comment on Final Girl. Ah, man, I'm not sure that game has ever even been in the top 20 on the weekly page views. Maybe once, but it's always hovered, for a long time, it hovered around in the top 30, top 40. But there again, just a fairly recent game, just able to compile a boatload of views over time. Now we're at number 250. Over these last 50 games, we've gone from, Massive Darkness 2 at 1,044,000 to Beyond the Sun with 1,357,000. So the gap here is 313,000 across 50 games. Again, Beyond the Sun, 250. 249, Hannibal, Rome versus Carthage. 248, Flamecraft. 247, Space Empires, 4X. 246, Steam. 245, Wonderland's War. 244, Star Wars, Outer Rim. 243, Cartographers. 242, Champions of Midgard. 241, Samurai. 240, For Sale. 239, It's a Wonderful World. 238, Revive. 237, Dungeon Lords. 236, Hansa Teutonica. 235, The Isle of Cats. 234, The White Castle. 233, Mage Wars Arena. 232, Horrified. 231, Terraforming Mars, Ares Expedition. 230, Nations. 229, Tricarion, Legends of Illusion. 228, Midara, Unintentional Malum, Act 1. 227, Fields of Arl. 226, Alien Frontiers. 225, Smash Up. 224, The Lord of the Rings. This is the game from 2000, which I think is the Reiner Knizia game. 223, Shogun. 222, Kingdom Builder. 221, Etherfields. 220, Fallout. 219, Paladins of the West Kingdom. 218, Dune. That's the original 1979 edition. And at 217, we come to the 1.5 million mark. So we covered the first 250,000 from 1 million to 1.25 million from number 310 up to 265. So 55 positions. We've now covered another 250,000 in 48 positions. So they're still fairly closely distributed. The distribution is fairly similar in the first 250,000 as it is in the second 250,000. This game at number 217 is Dark Souls, the board game. 216, Village. 215, Arkham Horror, the Third Edition. 214, Survive, Escape from Atlantis. 213, Wasteland Express Delivery Service. 212, Disney Villainous. 211, Flamme Rouge. 210, Marvel United. 209, Arcadia Quest. 208, Dinosaur Island. 207. Western Legends. 206. Welcome to... ... I think it should be called Welcome to Your New Home. I mean, that's what it says right there on the cover. 205. Railways of the World. 204. The Gallerist. 203. Alchemists. 202. Flashpoint. Fire Rescue. 201. Acquire. From 300 to 250, we covered 13,000. Now to go from 250 to 200, that next 100, it's actually a smaller gap. The gap is only 223 or 21,000. At 1,588,513 views, number 200, Modern Art. 199, Seafall. 198, Myth. 197, Alhambra. 196, Hegemony. 195, Battle Lore, the first edition. 194, Sheriff of Nottingham. 193, Machi Koro. 192, Innovation. 191, Istanbul. 190, Castles of Mad King Ludwig. 189, Dune Imperium Uprising. 188, Lisboa. 187, Space Alert. 186, Dwellings of Eldervale. 185, Conan. 184, Paths of Glory. 183, Grand Austria Hotel. 182, King Domino. 181, Tokaido. 180, Suburbia. 179, Parks. I guess now we have to say Parks, the first edition. 178, Ghost Stories. 177, Res Arcana. 176, Star Trek Attack Wing. 175, Rune Wars. 174, Ankh, Gods of Egypt. 173, Firefly, The Game. 172, Charterstone. 171, The Crew, The Quest for Planet 9. 170, now we're up to the 1.75 million mark. Just again as a refresher, it took us to go from 310 to 265, 55 positions for the first 250,000. From 265 to 217, 48 positions for the second 250,000. And now from 217 to 170. So still 47 positions, still pretty similar distributions for our third 250,000. Here at number 170 with 1,757,664 views, Mansions of Madness, the first edition. 169, Zaya, Legends of a Drift System. 168, Earth. 167, Combat Commander, Europe. 166, Chaos in the Old World. 165, The Witcher, Old World. 164, Raiders of the North Sea. 163, The Voyages of Marco Polo. 162, This War of Mine, The Board Game. 161, Glory to Rome. 160, Shadows over Camelot. 159, Commands and Colors, Ancients. 158, Sagrada. 157, Underwater Cities. 156, Elder Sign. 155, Galaxy Trucker, the original edition. 154, Legends of Andor. 153, Sentinels of the Multiverse. 152, Massive Darkness. 151, Dune. This would be the 2019 edition, which has about 337,000 views more than the original. And now we're up to 150. The gap from 300 to 250, again, was 313,000. Up to number 200, the gap was actually less. It was only 231,000. Now, the gap from 200 to 150, it opens up again a little bit more, still not as big as the first 50 gap. It's a gap of 266,000. Here at number 150, with 1,854,417 views, Eon Trespass, Odyssey. 149, Takenoko. 148, Cyclades, or to be more precise, Kyklades. 147, Imperial Settlers. 146, Age of Steam. 145, Merchants and Marauders. 144, Teotihuacan. 143, Harry Potter, Hogwarts Battle. 142, Kemet. 141, Voidfall. 140, Maracaibo. 139, Talisman, the revised 4th edition. 138, ISS Vanguard. 137, Obsession. 136, Secret Hitler. There's another one that maybe has been on once or twice. Otherwise, I never see it. It just is compiling in the background. 135, Sid Meier's Civilization, the Board Game. 134, Clans of Caledonia. 133, Descent, Journeys in the Dark, the First Edition. 132, Forbidden Island. 131, Zombicide, Black Plague. 130, The Resistance, Avalon. 129, Trois. 128, Keyflower. 127, Roll for the Galaxy. And now we are at the 2 million threshold. The gap from the 1.75 million to 2 million is from 170 up to 126. So 44. Again, it's interesting to still see the distribution is still pretty solid, pretty similar. At number 126, with 2,021,603 views, Pathfinder Adventure Card Game, Rise of the Rune Lords. 125, Architects of the West Kingdom. 124, Santorini, the Second Edition. 123, Pax Pamir, the Second Edition. 122, The Quest for El Dorado. 121, Star Realms. 120, Sword and Sorcery. 119, Barrage. 118, The Resistance. 117, Mysterium. 116, Cthulhu Wars. 115, Lost Cities. 114, Oathsworn Into the Deep Wood. 113, Innis, or is it Innish? 112, On Mars. 111, Patchwork. 110, Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective. Was it the Thames case, the Thames murders and other cases? So it's the first box, whichever the case. 109, Tapestry. 108, Zombicide, the First Edition. 107, War of the Ring, the First Edition. 106, Dominant Species. 105, Cthulhu, Death May Die. And now we're at 2.25 million. So now we're tightening up a little bit. The last 250,000, it stretched across 44 games. The one before that, 47. The one before that, 48. The one before that, 55. The original one, the first one. But here, the gap for this next 250,000 is only 22 games. At number 104, with 2,257,991, five tribes, now styled as the Jinns of Nokala, which is not a subtitle I've noticed before. 103, Mechs versus Minions. 102, Eon's End. 101, El Grande. And now the top 100. The gap from 100 to 150 is now starting to balloon out. We're at a gap of 440,000 views. That's more than any 50-game gap we've seen so far. At number 100, with 2,294,768 views, Ra. 99, Ku. 98, Oath. 97, Citadels, the original edition from 2000. 96, Kalis. 95, Anachrony. 94, Hero Quest. 93, Tsolkin, the Mayan calendar. 92, Mice and Mystics. 91, Cascadia. 90, Dixit. 89, now we're up to 2.5 million. So the gap from 2.25 million to 2.5 million is only 15 games. We're really starting to finally spread out again. And that sort of suggests why you get to the 2 million view mark, and it's a little more meaningful than the 1 million view mark. Here at 2,524,121, number 89, Love Letter. 88, Time Stories. 87, Tigris and Euphrates. 86, The Quacks of Quedlinburg. 85, Arcs. 84, Orléans. 83, Viticulture, the Essential Edition. 82, Shadows of Brimstone, City of the Ancients. 81, Twilight Imperium, the Third Edition. 80, Stone Age. 79, Lahav. And now 2.75 million. We've only gone an additional 11 games. At number 78, with 2,751,765, and only about 1,800 more than Lahav, Sleeping Gods. 77, Cosmic Encounter. This would be the Fantasy Flight version, the Twilight Imperium version. 76, Eclipse, the Second Edition. 75, Food Chain Magnet. 74, Through the Ages, the First Edition. 73, King of Tokyo. I guess now we have to say First Edition about that one, too. I think I have a Second Edition of this. 72, Clank, a Deck Building Adventure. 71, Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon. 70, The Lord of the Rings, Journeys in Middle-earth. 69, Brass, Lancashire. I guess technically you say that's the first edition, too. 68, Lords of Waterdeep. 67, Codenames. 66, A Game of Thrones, The Board Game, The Second Edition. 65, Memoir 44. And now, the top 300. The games with 3 million. I don't edit. Number 126 was the game that was the first one at the 2 million threshold. Turning my iPad again. And now at 3 million is our first game. The 3 million threshold is number 64. And we have, I think I mentioned before, 13 games that are newly over 3 million. And they are the next 12 and then, you know, or the next 11, 12. Yeah, the 14 games. There's the next 12 and then a couple more after that. At number 64, with 3,012,209, Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofair Games. That's up 8 positions from the last time I did this list in November of 2023. Meanwhile, down 6 to 63, Battlestar Galactica, the board game, by Corey Kineska, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with just 1,500 more than Jaws of the Lion. 62, Rising Sun, by Eric M. Lang, published by Guillotine Games and Come On, at 3,040,000, approximately. That's down 4. A very consistent performer, at number 61, Splendor, by Mark Andre, published by Space Cowboys, at just over 3.1 million. It originally entered this list, got over the million mark, and it was number 74. The next time I did it, it climbed to 65, and since then, 62, 61, 64, 64, 61. So when you see a game performing steadily, that's noteworthy, because there are lots of games surging over it the whole time. So to hold steady, you actually have to be increasing at a faster rate than some of the other games around you. For example, Battlestar Galactica, over the last 15 months, has only added about 200,000 page views. That is really on the low end of the games that we're looking at here, whereas Splendor is just over 400,000. Down 6 from last time to 60, Caverna, by Uwe Rosenberg, published by Lookout Games, about 3,500 more than Splendor. Also down 6 to 59, Dead of Winter, by Isaac Vega and John Gilmore, published by Plaid Hat Games. Here the gap is about 55,000. Continuing to climb, up 3 to 58, Too Many Bones, by Adam and Josh Carlson, published by Chip Theory Games. This is our first game over 3.2 million, and the gap back to Dead of Winter is 56,000. 66,000, rather. Down 5 to 57, Betrayal at House on the Hill, by Bruce Glasgow, published by Avalon Hill. The gap, about 4,000, back to Too Many Bones. Another game continuing to climb, up 3 to 56, A Feast for Odin, by Uwe Rosenberg, published now by Fjordlandspiele. That's over 3.25 million, and 30,000 more than Betrayal. Another game continuing to climb, although inching up a little more slowly, just up 1 to 55, Concordia, by Mac Gertz, published by Rio Grande Games, a gap of 27,000 to Feast for Odin. Up 15, a much bigger jump, to 54, Frosthaven, by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofare Games, a 7,000 view gap. And our first game over 3.3 million after entering the Million Club at number 104 last time, jumping all the way to 53, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder. Actually, 3,333,490. Those last 12 games are all new entrants into the 3 million club. A recurring entrant, this time is down 5 from last time to 52, Star Wars X-Wing Miniatures Game. That would be the first edition by Jay Little, published by Fantasy Flight Games, has about 37,000 more than Heat, and only added 75,000 views from the last time I did this list. So that is the fewest of any game in the 3 million club, anyway. Those are the only ones I compared to last time. Another new entrant, holding place at number 51, Ticket to Ride, by Alan R. Moon, published by Days of Wonder, about 11,000 more than X-Wing, with a pretty significant gap here of close to 200,000. Down 4 to 50 is Small World, by Philippe Kearts, published by Days of Wonder, with 3,572,911. Another game that has never lost position climbs up one more to 49, Seven Wonders Duel, by Antoine Boza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, a 27,000 view gap to Small World. Similarly, another game that has never lost position is up 1 to 48, Azul, by Mikael Kiesling, published by Next Move Games. The gap here, though, 48,000. Both of these were around 600,000 views gained since the last list. Our highest new entry this time around is at number 47, new entry to the 3 Million Club. It is up 8 positions from last time, Lost Ruins of Arnak, by Min and Eldwin, published by Czech Games Edition, 3,684,880, over 800,000 views more than last time. At number 46, back up two spots, had lost position last time, regained them, Gaia Project by Helga Ostertag and Jens Drogemüller, published by Capstone Games. Not sure who actually publishes it. That's probably right. Over 3.7 million. Repeating at number 45, Great Western Trail, the first edition, by Alexander Feaster, published by Stronghold Games. A gap of about 150,000 up to number 44, down one position from last time, Through the Ages, the second edition, by Vladika Vodl, published by Czech Games Edition. At just over 3.9 million, but down eight positions, the game with the second fewest views added among those in the 3 million club. From 35 to 43 goes Eclipse, the first edition, by Tuco Takokalio, published by Asmodee. Down 5 to 42, Legendary, a Marvel deck-building game, by Devin Lowe, published by Upper Deck Entertainment. Moving back up one, to 41, Mansions of Madness, the second edition, by Nikki Valens, published by Fantasy Flight Games. And now, we have reached the 4 million club. The top 40 all have 4 million views or more. Down 1 to 40 from last time, Blood Rage, by Eric M. Lang, published by Guillotine Games and Come On. It has 4,047,491. So we've gone just 24 positions to get another million views. Climbing up 5 to 39, Twilight Imperium, the fourth edition, by Christian T. Peterson, Corey Kaneska, and Dane Beltrami, published by Fantasy Flight Games. Down 4 to 38, Power Grid, by Freedom and Freeze, published by Rio Grande Games. Down 5 to 37, Race for the Galaxy, by Tom Lehman, published by Rio Grande Games. Down 11 to 36, Descent, Journeys in the Dark, the second edition, by Daniel Clark, Corey Kaneska, and Adam Sadler, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with about 4.2 million views, has the third smallest gain in views. By the way, Legendary was the fifth smallest. Climbing six, last time only a one-position climb, this time up six to 35, Nemesis, by Adam Kwipinski, published by Awaken Realms, with 4.25 million views. Down 7 to 34, Arkham Horror, the first edition, by Richard Launius and Kevin Wilson, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with just about 7,000 more than Nemesis. Down 4 to 33, Star Wars Imperial Assault, by Corey Kaneska, Justin Kempinen, and Jonathan Ying, published by Fantasy Flight Games. After hovering in the same area right around 40 for a few installments, surging up 8 to 32 is War of the Ring, the second edition, by Roberto Dimeglio, Marco Maggi, and Francesco Nepitello. Down 3 to 31, it's been in the 28 to 31 range going all the way back to November of 2017. So very consistent performance for Eldritch Horror by Corey Kaneska and Nikki Valens, published by Fantasy Flight Games. This is basically Arkham Horror, the second edition, right? Another very consistent performer, this time drops 4 to 30, Pandemic Legacy Season 1, by Matt Leacock and Rob Davio, published by Z-Man Games. Meanwhile, climbing 9 to 29, Everdell, by James A. Wilson, published by Starling Games, we're now over 4.5 million views. Up 2 to 28, Marvel Champions, by Michael Boggs, Nate French, and Caleb Grace, published by Fantasy Flight Games. Down 3 to 27, The Castles of Burgundy, by Stefan Felt, published by Aaliyah and Ravensburger. Down 5 to 26, Puerto Rico, by Andreas Seafarth, published by Rio Grande Games. Down 3 to 25, Star Wars Rebellion, by Corey Kaneska, published by Fantasy Flight Games. These guys have the same? That can't be right. I must have miscopied that. They can't possibly have the same view total. Anyway, down 9 to 24, The Seventh Continent by Ludovic Rudy and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp. Down 7 to 23, The Lord of the Rings, the card game, by Nate French, published by Fantasy Flight Games. Down 2 to 22, Robinson Crusoe, Adventures on the Cursed Island, by Ignacy Chevacek, published by Z-Man Games. It's been in the 18 to 22 range, going all the way back to November of 2017. And finally, one of the very consistent performers, hovering in the 14 to 18, 19 range the entire time, now falls back out of the top 20, down 4 to 21, Pandemic, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games. It occurs to me I should have been telling you all along which of these games were originally, like, in the top 10. Well, sorry about that. I should have done that. Well, I'll just go back real quick and tell you. So, X-Wing popped in at number 8 at one point. Eclipse, the first edition, spent a couple times in the top 10 at 8 and 10. Power Grid was number 10 on the first edition of this list. Race for the Galaxy was 9 and then 10 at the first two. Arkham Horror, the first edition, the first five editions of this list, was still in the top 10. You know, so all the way up until November of 2017. You know, now that's after the big surge of games that came in mid-2016 finally started pushing these things out. Puerto Rico spent the first six installments of this list in the top 10. It was number 3 on the first list. Number 3 on the first two lists, actually. And Lord of the Rings, the card game, popped into the top 10. I cover a couple back in 2014 to 2016. There. Now I've caught you all up. Now we're in the top 20. Here's a game that was number 4 on the first edition of the list, down 1 to 20, Catan, by Klaus Teuber, published by Mayfair Games. We're at 4,952,173. A game that reached number 1, one of only 3 games that has been number 1 on this list. It was there just once, back in that's the reason I did the January 2016 version, when it captured the top. This time down 8 to 19, Android Netrunner by Richard Garfield and Lucas Litzinger, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with just shy of 5 million views. Actually, since this data was taken a week ago, right now Netrunner does have 5 million views. But that's still a gain of only 206,000 over the last 15 months, which is the fourth fewest, smallest amount of view gain that we have seen. Meanwhile, the one with the game with the second most increase, gaining over 1.25 million, moves up 18 positions to number 18, Brass, Birmingham. Something about being number 1, right? By Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games. This is our first game over 5 million views. 5 million views, that's so many. Continuing its reversal, it had fallen back to number, in the top 10 originally at number 8, had fallen back to 19 in the 2020, 21, 22 area. Now has inched back up a spot each of the last two lists to 17. Carcassonne by Klaus-Jürgen Reed, published by Z-Man Games. Jumping 17 positions to number 16, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf. It's had a gain of almost 1.25 million. It's the third most among the games here in the 3 million, or in this case, 5 million club. Climbing 8 more to 15, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. Down 1 to 14, number 2 on the original list, Dominion by Donald X. Vaccarino, published by Rio Grande Games. A game that has never lost position. It has gone up so slowly, though. Back in November of 2017, it was 18, and then up to 17, 16, 15, 14, repeated at 14, now up to 13. Seven Wonders by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala. Oh, just Antoine Bauza, published by Repost Production. Just only, though, 500 more than Dominion. It must have just passed Dominion. Just peeking into the top 10 once last time, after 4 consecutive times at number 11, now down 2 to 12, Terra Mystica, by Helga Ostertag and Jens Drogemüller, published by Capstone Games. That sounds wrong for some reason, but I assume I'm right here. After a huge jump last time, up 20 more positions to number 11, the game that has added the most at nearly 1.8 million, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games. Now we're up to the top 10, and we are over the 5.5 million view mark. This game has only peaked as high as number 8 on this list, this time is down one more to number 10, Mage Knight Board Game by Vlada Kvadl, published by WizKids with 5,511,933, 50,000 more than Ark Nova, and a gain of about 400,000 from last time. Down one more after peaking at number 7 twice, down one to 9, Kingdom Death Monster by Adam Poots, published by Kingdom Death with 5,803,372. That's nearly 300,000 more than Mage Knight, and a gain of 437,000. The game that was number 1 the first 3 times I did the list loses a position again, down 7 to 8, Agricola by Uwe Rosenberg, published by Z-Man Games at 5,822,000. So 19,000 more than Kingdom Death Monster. It will pass Agricola at the rate they're currently going, though it might take another maybe 4 to 6 months. Entering the top 10 for the first time, up 5 from last time to number 7, Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, 5,841,952, 19,000 more than Agricola, and a gain of more than 1 million from last time. So the top 6 all hold position from last time, but I'm going to assume that you don't remember what that is, so that wasn't really a spoiler. Number 6 game peaked at number 4 consecutive times, then twice at 5 and now twice at 6, Twilight Struggle by Ananda Gupta and Jason Matthews, published by GMT Games, with 5,974,947, 130,000 more than Root. But man, Root is on the move. That's really impressive. Think about this. This Root, the game Root, all the way up here in the top 10, Ark Nova so close. These games are really surging on the site. But Root, I would expect to pass Twilight Struggle here in probably just a couple of months. Repeating at number 5, after entering there into the top 10 last time, it was number 12 two times back, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with, get this, 6,823,253. That's 850,000 more than Twilight Struggle. It's added, though, about 1.25 million. It's the fourth most of any game here that's been added as added views. But only doesn't even move up position despite that, because not only are the top games continuing to add so much, but there's such a big gap between these games now. I mean, from 5 million to 6 million views, well, from 5 million to almost 6 million, you went from Brass at number 18 up to Twilight Struggle at number 6, right? 12 games. And now we've gone almost another million just to get to number 5, and then it'll be another 1.5 million to number 4. The gap from 4 to 6 is 2 million plus, 2,300,000. 75,000. I mean, it's an enormous gap that Spirit Island is trying to cross. So it's going to need another, at this rate, it's going to need another couple of years to cross this gap. Here, repeating at number 4, previously has peaked at number 2, Scythe by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 8,354,974. Repeating at number 3, its current peak position, Arkham Horror, the card game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 8,638,029, close to 300,000 more than Scythe, and it gained more over the last 15 months than Scythe did, so it's solidified its position. But it has made up no ground at all on the number 2 game, because that game has added the fifth most views of all of the games here on the list. Repeating at number 2 for the third time, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Vixelius, published by Stronghold Games with 9,314,891. There's a gap of about 700,000, maybe 2/3 of a million. and it's added about 1.2 million views from last time. Now, it has finally started to make some inroads. 400,000 views more than the number one game over this last period, but even at that rate, it's going to need, like, I don't know, it's some ridiculous amount, like 15 years to catch the number one game. Number one game debuted at number one back in November 2017 and had just continued to accelerate away, now only slowly starting to fall back toward Earth. But of course, you know, it's Gloomhaven by Isaac Childress, published by Cephalofair Games. But can you guess how many views it has? I kind of gave you a hint by talking about the gap back to Terraforming Mars. Remember Terraforming Mars at 9.3 million? Arkham Horror, 8.6. Scythe, 8.3. Spirit Island, 6.8. Gloomhaven, 13,320,100. That's right. It has a gap of 400,000 views from Gloomhaven to the number two game, Terraforming Mars. Go down another 400,000 views, and you're all the way out of the top 10, back at Terra Mystica, number 12. Go down another 400,000 views. Well, and then you're all the way at the lower reaches of this list, down around the number 277 mark with Nemo's War. Did I say 400,000? 4 million. 4 million. Am I saying the right number? Yeah, I think that's a sign that it's time to go. There's your episode 1,000, all the Million Club, for Wednesday, January 29th, 2025.